This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approached, I'm a grace. We come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Tonight, just a thank you and a praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful to get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, have your way within our lives today. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father God, we thank you in advance for answering prayers on a request, but most of all, for salvation to go forth, that the anointed Spirit of God rest upon the word of God this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. And the word of God says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Also in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, you yourself, like lively stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, and that you pray for us and with us, we want to talk about obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Here, when we look in the book of 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. The B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look throughout the Bible concerning the theme of obedience and sacrifice, which are found throughout Scripture, it was first found in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 21. animal skins begin when God clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of animals in order to cover their nakedness and foreshadow the way that Jesus' substitute sacrifice would cover sinners. We know that in the Garden of Eden, that God had gave a command to Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of good and evil. But through the deception started through the serpent, then to Eve, then Eve gave to Adam. So both was deceived and moved into deception because of curiosity. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God means what he say, and he says what he means. After God came down in the cool of the day, and he said, Adam, wow, down. Adam came forth, and he was clothed with leaves around him. God asked Adam, he said, who told you that you was naked? Adam passed the buck onto Eve, but his responsibility is because of him not being on post, because of him not being hallelujah, where he's supposed to have been, he allowed the enemy to creep in. And we as born-again believers of Christ, even now in 2022, if we don't be on guard, don't be on our post, all the devil is looking for is a small crack to come in to bring deception in our lives. As born-again believers of Christ, that's why we got to guard our heart, because in our heart are issues of life. Here, the beginning of animal sacrifice was started. People of God, animal sacrifices were often part of making a covenant which would cover in the Old Testament. When we look at Psalm 51, verse 16 through 17, we know that Psalm pertains to David when he fell in adultery with Bathsheba and also had Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, killed in battle. Here, David, the psalmist, is saying, for you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Again, my brothers and sisters, for reminder, in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, it says, you yourself, like living stone, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. I stop by tonight to let you know that obedience is very important to God. God will always bless obedience. Here in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, for I desire faithfulness and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God. I am more than burnt offering. To obey is better than sacrifice. Child of God, while obedience is the evidence of salvation, because love for God, it requires us to obey him. That doesn't mean that believers of Christ will not struggle with obedience. Beloved, again, we are talking about tonight that obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey is key to God's blessings to be manifested in our lives. Obedience with faith bring forth God's blessing. Some people in the Bible, for example, they thought that they could ignore or manipulate God's command. One sad example that we're going to talk about is King Saul. King Saul was the first king that the people, it was the people's choice, the first king over Israel. You see, King Saul was a proud man. He stood tall. And he was very good looking as far as complexion. But King Saul, hallelujah, he hearkened to the people. And here, the prophet by the name of Samuel addressed Saul with these sober words when he said to obey is better than sacrifice. You see, Saul did not have a good track record for wisdom from God. Samuel called Saul out on his foolishness. When Saul overstepped his boundaries concerning offering a burnt offering, instead of waiting for the prophet Samuel to arrive, he decided on himself to go ahead and do what the prophet Samuel was supposed to do. And it got him in trouble. When we talk about 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says to hearken is better than the fat of rams. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of the rams. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at this historical content of this verse concerning the kingship of King Saul, who again, he was the first king of Israel and was known for his victorious battles against the enemies of Israel, including the hostile Amalekites. Here, when we look at 1 Samuel 14:48, it says, and Saul did violently and struck the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of those who plundered them. You see, God had commanded Saul to destroy the Amalekites and not to keep anything for themselves. He was supposed to kill the king, the animals, everything concerning the Amalekites, he was supposed to destroy. Instead, Saul and the people, they spared the king Agag and the best of the sheep and of the ox and of the fattened calves and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless, as they devoted it to destruction. You see, when God gives us a command, quickly we should obey. Because if we don't, then we'll be trying to comprehend in our own minds to do the way that we want to do. Like what King Saul decided with the help of the people. But that's not what God told him to do. He told him to destroy all. He didn't say keep nothing. Told him to destroy the cane, the ox, the sheep. Hallelujah. All the cattle. God meant all. And all in God's eyes means all. So beloved, when the prophet Samuel came and he confronted King Saul on this disobedient, Saul shook the blame to the people while saying that he allowed the saving of the good things in order to sacrifice them to God as an offering. Well, in God's eyes, everything that he told King Saul to destroy, in God's eyes, it was no good. It was worthless because Saul and the people that convinced him to keep the goods and not to kill King Agag, king of the Amalekites, it was contrary to what God, the instruction God gave to King Saul. And we as people of God in 2022, when God gives us an assignment, or he gives us instruction to follow, we have to follow God's instruction because we want to please God and not please people. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble because we want to try to please people instead of pleasing God. Well, I stop by tonight to let you know that the Word of God says, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And part of the persecution, part of the package that we as Christians are entitled to, it is persecution, because the worldly folks, people will not understand spiritual things because their minds are carnal. Carnal-minded folks despise spiritual things because we have to remember that we wasn't always saved. We have to remember that we may have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. And when you talk about the power thereof, you're talking about the Spirit of God that abides in us as born-again believers that lead, guide, and direct us according to God's instruction. Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Here, my brothers and sisters, when we look at the situation about King Saul and the people of Israel. Here, when the prophet Samuel, again, when he confronted Saul on their disobedience, Saul, again, he wanted to shift blame to the people while saying that he allowed the saving of the good things in order to sacrifice them to God as an offering. So the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death or the way of destruction. So God knows best. God foresees what will happen in the future. With our little finite minds, all we can see, we can only see so far. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. But God knows today. He knows about tomorrow. He knows about the future. That's why we have to seek him. In Matthew 6:33, let us know that to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added unto us. So again, tonight we are talking about obedience to God is better than sacrifice. God always bless obedience. Hallelujah. The prophet Samuel was not taken by what Saul told him and by this realization. Instead, it is here that the prophet Samuel said the words, quote, to obey is better than sacrifice. After this, Samuel, the prophet Samuel, and the king Saul separated, never to see each other again. But the prophet Samuel grieved over Saul. And the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is the one that can raise one up, and he's the one that can bring one down. We know again that King Saul was the people's choice and not God's choice. God's choice was King David, who became the second king of the nation of Israel. Everybody know about David. He rose from being a shepherd boy, taking care of his father's sheep, to becoming the second king of Israel. David had a compliment among men. He had a heart after God. Even though in his disobedience, even though in his shortcomings, David knew how to repent quickly and get right with God, be back in his right standing with his creator. Believers of Christ, our faith makes the impossible possible. Our faith makes the unbelievable believable. Our faith makes the insurmountable surmountable. So, beloved, in Jesus Christ, who is the perfect model of obedience, we have joy unspeakable. As Jesus' disciples, we follow him because he is our set example and he is our motivation for obedience in the Lord is moved by the love, the adopted love of God in our hearts. Here, when we look in the book of John 14, verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode, our home with him. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, the divine indwelling of the Holy Spirit is conditionable on love and obedience to Jesus' word. The divine indwelling of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit is conditionable. But they all agree as one. It's conditional to us as born-again believers by us moving by compassion and the agape love of God and in obedience to what Jesus' word said. True belief produces faith, and faith produces obedience. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in tonight. True belief produces faith, and faith produces obedience. Faith is tested by our obedience, and obedience is the test of faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, It is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I stopped by tonight on this Friday night to let you know that our God still sits high and look low. He looks at us all. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Obedience is more important in the eyes of God than all the sacrifices you and I can make to do his works. Yes, child of God, obeying the instruction of the Holy Spirit, it creates a favorable environment to transform something ordinary into something extraordinary. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is bare to be repeated. I'm going to say it again. Obedience to the law is more important in the eyes of God than all the sacrifices you and I can make to do his work. Child of God, obeying the instruction of the Holy Spirit, it creates a favorable environment to transform something ordinary into something extraordinary. So we must learn to walk by faith and in faith by obedience to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When we look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, talking about the children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. But this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Yes, to obey is better than sacrifice, because a person's eternal destiny is determined by obedience. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, the B clause of the verse says, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Beloved, to obey, it only requires character on our part. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is following the instruction that was given. Obedience is submitting to the authority and the response of love and humbleness of pride. Jesus says here in John 14, verse 21, he that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Jesus also answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our home with him. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Set the captive free, child of freedom. My Jesus is a joy.
But disobedience brings forth curses. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Beloved, anyone who wants to know God and to walk closely with him must obey him. Believer of Christ, if you will walk with God, you must obey his word and follow the direction and leading of the Holy Spirit. Then you will enjoy the close relationship that you desire, and you will relish the benefit of that relationship. Again, beloved, no one can walk with God without being obedient. Child of God, when you are obedient, you can obey God's laws. We, as believers of Christ, we have the ability to follow God and to obey his laws. This is a privilege that only belongs to God's children. We can know his words and God's nature through his word, by the leadership of his Holy Spirit, and by the wisdom God gave to others, to other believers, such as pastors, evangelists, pastors and teachers, apostles, prophets, ministers of the gospel, mentors, prayer warriors, prayer partners, godly friends. God used all in order to give us wisdom through studying of the word of God and through others that may have walked and still walking this Christian walk, that have been in it for a while. Here, when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, it says, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the Lord, in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Beloved, when we follow God's voice, we help others see God's wisdom. And hopefully this will draw people to God also. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Believers of Christ, when you are obedient, you will be blessed. Obedient to God and obedient to his word. Beloved, God promised that if you will obey him, blessings will follow. Here, when we look at Joshua 1, verse 8, it says, study this book of the law, the instruction, continuously. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything that is written in it. Only then will you prosper and be successful in all that you do. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. While God loves and shows favor to all of his children, scripture clearly let us know that blessings from God comes as a result of obedience. Believer of Christ, when you are obedient, you are choosing God's best. Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 through 20, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Again, beloved, obedience is better than sacrifice. You see, God have given to us his manual, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. He have given us the Bible for living his word. So we have the responsibility as God's children to open the word of God and read it for ourselves and meditate on it and allow it to shape our way of thinking. That is what obedience allows us and requires us to do. Obedience to God and his word will bring joy to our lives. It says, let us be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Beloved people of God, when you are obeying, you are trusting God to be God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You know? So, beloved, obeying God means to move aside and allowing him and his word and his Holy Spirit and his way of operating to move in our lives. It means trusting and having faith that God will be true to his word. Because when we obey him, we don't try to control our own lives and situation around us by our own human strength. Instead, we focus on the Lord by keeping him and his word before our lives and allowing him to have his way and trusting that God will fulfill his promises. See, the word of God says that all the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Here in the book of Proverbs 21, Verses 3, it says, to do righteousness and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. I'm going to say that again. Here in Proverbs 21, verse 3, to do righteousness and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. God always blesses obedience. You see, one step of obedience is worth years of study about it. So obedience is essential to a man or woman of God to walk closely with God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You see, all of us want to do works that are good and pleasing to God. We also know that we have, where we should go above the call of duty in order not to be unprofitable servants. God desires and requires simple obedience on our part, which is better than that of sacrifice here in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. And one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together and perceived that he had answered them well, asked Jesus, which is the first commandment of all. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Jesus, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all thy heart and with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all. More than all those burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that dared to ask Jesus any question. So beloved, always remember this, that simple obedience must come first and foremost. And then we can give our sacrifices, which will then be acceptable to God. Remember what I said earlier, Matthew 6:33? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Again, my brothers and sisters, tonight, we are talking about obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience to God and to his word in faith will bring forth blessings, God's blessings, into our lives. Believer of Christ, the Lord calls people, even at this hour in 2022, to submit to his agenda and not to attempt to honor him with their own agendas. As we can see, choosing to obey first as priority, it displays our priority and our motive towards God. Child of God, sacrifice can never be a substitute for obedience to God and to his word. People of God, obedience is better than sacrifice because obedience reflects a heart that is in love with Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, sacrifices can never fulfill God's ultimate purpose of capturing people's heart, because sacrifices can only be used to point back to the person who is offering them. Child of God, practice complete obedience. Not partial obedience, complete obedience. Because obedience on your part must be not only immediately, but it must be done completely. I'm going to say it again, those that are listening. Obedience on your part as a child of God must be not only done immediately, but it must be done completely. Remember, again, in 2022, that partial obedience is the same as disobedience. We are reminded in John 15, verse 10 and 11, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Yes, beloved, God is looking for men and women in 2022 who will respond with instant, complete, wholehearted, and joyful obedience each and every time concerning you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the question may be asked, why did the prophet Samuel say that obedience is better than sacrifice? Well, the well-known phrase, obedience is better than sacrifice, it came from 1 Samuel 1:22. The because of the verse, 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the because of the verse that says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he is awesome. He is a mighty God, a good God. He is a God that sits high and look low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs upon our head. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our faith in the Lord, it makes the impossible possible, the unbelievable believable, and the insurmountable surmountable. So believer in Christ Jesus, we find the perfect model of obedience. Jesus is our set example. He went to the cross for us, took upon himself the sins of the world, became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Bible says that in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, he's coming back for a people. The church, he's not coming back for a building. He's coming back for those that men and women, boys, that have been obedient to what have been commanded for us to do. We just hope and pray that tonight through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, that there was something that was said that will give you encouragement for this week's journey. If for some reason you would like to write us, just before I give the address, I just say amen and amen to the teaching that was done tonight. You can reach us, Dudley or Lisa Tebow, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God willing, Jesus Terry, until Tuesday of next week. We just hope and pray that you have a blessed night and a blessed weekend. Keep continuing to pray for us as we pray for you. God bless. God keep you in our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a blessed night.